This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Healthcare and taxes may prove how big a political issue taking things away may become. There's a funny thing that happened to the Republicans as they tried to take away the healthcare guarantees embedded in the Affordable Care Act for all Americans. They made it more popular. The message they missed from citizens and voters is they may have wanted improvements in the pricing, coverage, and general package, but they sure as heck didn't want to do without healthcare provided already in Obamacare. Now, after one ridiculous proposal after another, Republicans find themselves owning the problem, proving that you can't beat a horse without a horse, and you certainly can't beat a horse with a dead horse, which was the strategy they tried over the last year. A recent poll by the Wall Street Journal and NBC found that more than 50% of Americans would blame the Republicans for any rise in prices for health insurance, and only 37% would fault the Democrats. Voters in Maine, given the opportunity to expand Medicaid in their state after the governor had vetoed expansion proposals approved by the legislature four different times, overwhelmingly approved the measure. Other efforts to put the question on the ballot in 2018 are also now moving forward in other states that could drive voters to the polls to punish any opponents of health care protection. When they failed to get health care off the table, the current administration's strategy has been to starve it, especially when the enrollment period opened up for only 6 weeks between November 1st and December 15th. The allocations for recruitment and navigation were slashed to the bone. Other executive orders from the president attempted to cut subsidies and bleed it out with other cuts. How did the public respond? A record number, more than 600,000 people, have enrolled in the early days of enrollment window, according to reports from the 39 states using the federal government's marketplace. There's a powerful message in all of this, and it will dangerously imperil Republicans as they continually attempt to avoid it. The same phenomenon is likely to be repeated in the wake of the Republicans' corporate and rich welfare and assistance program, which they're trying to call tax reform. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has already been forced to admit that some middle-class families will pay more to help corporations and the rich rather than receiving a break. The Senate has already backed away from some of the House takeaways, like for medical deductions and certain interest deductions. None of them had the stomach to outright deny mortgage interest deductions, but even a proposal to cap them for the rich has kicked a hornet's nest. There's a big battle coming around the efforts to deny deductions from federal income taxes for the amounts paid in state and local taxes, with many high-tax Democratic states seeing these efforts as pure political punishment. There are other issues around child care credits. The list is it. And each battle prolongs the war, and it's a war the Republicans are challenged to win. In a long game, it's hard to sell a bait-and-switch claim that this is all about the middle class, when in fact the middle class loses more and more each time they look at the details, while the rich and corporations make out like bandits. Add in the current scandal of the Paradise Papers, revealing how the rich, corporations, and deep-pocketed institutions are avoiding taxes because they can afford to find the loopholes to the tune of hundreds of billions of dollars while the public is being played for suckers, and where can the Republicans find to hide from the voters? Heck, they don't even have the votes tight within our own caucus, so they may be saved from another disaster still by principled few and their crew among true fiscal conservatives and even fewer moderates. But as healthcare is demonstrating, people are watching, and increasingly, it seems, there will be an accounting. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.